601, Unit 6, Recording 6.8, Listening 2, A Conversation Between Two Art Students.
Hey James, did you finish your project for Mr. McCoy's class?
Hi, no, I haven't finished yet. I'm getting close to being done, but I have some more work to do on the foreground, and I also need to decide if I want to add any futuristic elements or not. Have you finished?
Yes, I finished mine last night. I was hoping you had finished yours too, so we could check out a new art museum this weekend. I decided to keep my piece pretty monochrome and in a pink hue. I also wanted mine to be quite surreal, so I did incorporate several futuristic elements.
Nice. I initially wanted to keep my project more realistic and less surreal. But the more I started working on it, the more I feel like I'm leaning towards adding some futuristic elements. I'll have to sit with it a while longer this weekend and hopefully finish it. Interesting that you chose to keep your piece monochrome and pink. I tend to shy away from monochrome because I think it sometimes bleeds together a little too much for me.
Yeah, I actually like monochrome, and especially focusing on an unusual color for a piece of artwork. Nonetheless, even monochrome artwork can have varying consistencies of one color that range from being translucent and easy to see through to opaque and hazy.
That's true. You can still play around with the consistencies. So, what museum were you thinking about visiting?
There is a new smaller art museum downtown that just opened, and it has a traveling exhibit of iconic pop art that I would really like to go see. Have you seen a lot of pop art in person before?
No, I haven't. Although, the last time I was in Minneapolis, I visited the Walker Art Center, and they had an exhibit with some iconic work from Andy Warhol, like the famous Campbell's Soup Cans piece, and some other ones. But besides that, I have not seen any other exhibits in person of pop art. I would definitely be interested in going sometime, though.
That's cool. I've heard that the Walker Art Center in Minneapolis does have some pretty neat pop art displays. Additionally, I'm interested in checking out the sculpture garden down off 15th Street. I think there are over 50 outdoor sculptures to see, and the grounds are beautiful to walk as well.
That sounds very neat. I also enjoy visiting sculpture gardens. I've never had the opportunity to try much sculpture work, but I would like to in the future. Have you visited any more of the classical art museums downtown?
I've been to a few that have pieces by Leonardo da Vinci, Pablo Picasso, and Van Gogh. One of the major art museums downtown recently had a really great Frida Kahlo exhibit that was pretty inspiring.
Actually, I was able to see that exhibit for its last weekend a couple of months ago. I agree, it was very moving. Have you ever had the chance to visit any art museums in Europe?
No, I haven't. However, there are many on my list to visit. In particular, I would like to visit the Louvre Museum in Paris and the Vatican Museum in Rome. Have you ever been?
A few years ago, I took a trip to Amsterdam and I visited the Van Gogh Museum. It was spectacular. Notably, there were many pieces from Van Gogh that I had never seen before. Aside from that, I have not visited any other museums in Europe. I have many on my list, too.